Good morning, squad. Welcome back to Mad Mizzy Sports Morning Show, the number one spot for everything sports talk, sports news in the morning. Happy Monday. Let's have a productive week today. And our rundown is going to start with the breakdown and the recap of Sunday football. We're going to focus a lot on yesterday and the games, the upsets, the undefeated teams, the winless teams. We're going to focus a lot on Sunday. We're going to give our prediction for the Monday night game tonight of the Cowboys at the Giants. And of course, I got to speak on Media Day in the NBA. And was Giannis right in his assessment of what the best player in the league is, or who and how we should measure the best player in the league at a specific time? Let's get into it. Now, to start off the Sunday recap, let's focus on the surprise teams. Let's focus on these Miami Dolphins at 3-0 and these Philadelphia Eagles at 3-0. The only two teams that are undefeated left in the NFL besides the New York Giants who are playing tonight. Who is the bigger Super Bowl contender out of those two teams? For me, out of the Dolphins and the Philadelphia Eagles are the way more bigger threat to the Super Bowl than the Miami Dolphins for a few different reasons. The first reason is their identity. Their identity travels. Their identity is a playoff winning identity of running football, physical football, and making big plays. That duo of Devontae Smith and then A.J. Brown on the outside meshed with the running game of Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders. Is unstoppable. Then you think about that defense and that defensive line that's been stacked ever since they Super Bowl run in 2017. They're continuing to keep that momentum going. So for me, the Philadelphia Eagles are a way bigger threat to the Super Bowl than the Miami Dolphins. To me, I look at the Miami Dolphins and you still look at them and it's like, I don't know what their identity is. I don't know if they're a running team. I don't know if they're a passing team. It's like they're just out there winning. You get what I'm saying? Like the first game, they only scored 20 points. They beat the Patriots, who are 1-2 right now. You think about the next game, they come back in the fourth quarter, score 28 points in the fourth quarter, come back, beat the Baltimore Ravens. We don't see that ever happening again, but it happened and got them a W. Then you look at yesterday, and they beat the Bills, and that defense played lights out, but it's like the Bills left a lot on the field, and the Dolphins still, like I said, it's just like you look at them, and I don't know what to expect. And maybe that's a good thing, but I wouldn't say so, because if you don't know where to go, or you know where to go, but you don't know how to get it there, or you don't have a consistency of how to get it there, you don't have a consistency of how to get the ball to Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and all those dudes, I see them being more of the offense that scores 20 points a game more than the offense that scores 28 points in a quarter. So it's going to be interesting to see how, to me, the Dolphins perform as the season moves along, moves more into the colder weather, into the October, November, December type weather, and see how Tua is going to be able to throw that ball in that time, because if they can barely throw the ball, you know what I'm saying, 40, 50 yards now. So once it gets cold, it's going to be very interesting to see how they handle it. I just think the Philadelphia Eagles have way more of a winning formula right now than the Miami Dolphins. Let's look at these disappointing teams, though. You got the Chargers at 1-2, got beat on by the Jacksonville Jaguars, but let's more so focus on the Raiders, 0-3, one of the winless teams in the league right now. To me, they are the most disappointing team in the NFL right now. You look at it, they got Chandler Jones this offseason. They get Devontae Adams to pair with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. You got Derek Carr, that's his back college roommate, his college roommate from back in the day. You thinking it's about to be lights out, and their offense hasn't clicked yet. I don't know what it is. You think about, they got Josh McDaniels. I said he was going to be a coach of the year candidate, Josh McDaniels. They are 0-3. Shows how much I know. I'm just an utter disbelief at their ineptitude and their inconsistency when you look at Josh McDaniels being the dude that wanted to play his starters for almost the first half in the Hall of Fame game. So it's going to be interesting to see how they try to right that ship, because they can't fall too much behind in that West. You still got the Chiefs and the Broncos at 2-1, so you can't fall too far behind now. Can't fall too far behind. And speaking of the Jags versus the Chargers, was it more of the Jags or was it more of the Chargers in that game? I would have to say it was more of the Jags, but I'm going to say this. Just like I said on, what was this, episode 18, episode 19 about Justin Herbert and his injury, if he's hindered in any way, they are going to struggle this season. They need him at full strength. We thought that defense was legit. And you think about, you lose Joey Bosa in the first quarter. So it's going to be hard if they rely on that offense too much for Justin Herbert to do too much with a broken rib cartilage. You get what I'm saying? So it's not going to be easy. And we seen it yesterday. I think the Jags are a lot better under Dougie P. That offense is Reverend Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne. All them dudes are just coming together finally with Christian Kirk and all. They finally coming together. Josh Allen on the other side. So I like what they're putting together in Jacksonville. And the Chargers, they seem like they're railing with two of their big stars being either injured or out. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that pans out moving forward if Justin Herbert can find some health later on if he can get healthy. If Justin Herbert can get healthy, they'll right the ship. But if he's going to be battling that injury for most of the season, they're going to have a mediocre season 9 times out of 10. The injury is too painful. You seen it yesterday. Now, moving on, let's get into the NBA Media Day and Giannis's assessment of how we should rank the best player in the NBA. He says, the last man standing that's able to lead his team to the finals should be ranked as the best player in the NBA. And I would have to say, I agree. Because when you look at it over the past, probably since KD went to the Warriors at that time, you could say every best player on each championship team was the best player. Because when the Warriors were winning and KD was the best player on the team, I was like, yeah, he's the best player in the NBA. Then when Kawhi came around, won that time in Toronto, I felt as though he was the best player in the NBA. Then when LeBron comes back around that time around and he wins it in the bubble while Giannis and Paul George folded up 3-1, he had to be the best player in the NBA. You get what I'm saying? Then Giannis come around, he beats KD in Brooklyn on his floor, then wins the title and finals MVP with a 5-block, 50 points, 10 rebounds, 14 rebounds performance. Yeah, he's the best player in the NBA. And then you look at the performance of Steph Curry this past year. There's really no argument for him not being the best player in the NBA other than, oh, well, his height or his size. You get what I'm saying? So to me, I would have to completely agree with Giannis that the last person standing at the end of the season with that Larry O'Brien trophy, holding that Bill Russell Finals MVP trophy, is the best player in the NBA. He's the best player in the NBA. Now, let's get into my prediction for tonight and what I'm looking forward to in this divisional matchup of the Cowboys at the New York Giants. For me, I'm very interested to see how the Giants offensive line will be able to handle what Dallas does in their front seven, because they do so much with Micah Parsons that they'll have to figure out a way to contain him. If they can contain him, I feel as though they'll win this game. I feel like if he can come out and cause heck and cause havoc, then they'll lose this game. But I see them containing him just enough for the G-men to stay undefeated today. I got my money on the Cowboys because my cousin's a Giants fan, but I see the Giants pulling this one out. Look at the quarterback situation. You got Cooper Rush versus Danny Dimes. You got Saquon Barkley playing very good football right now. Their defense in New York is playing very well right now. So I see them coming out and having a very strong win. I'm going to say 20-17 New York Giants in a close one. Yeah. Let me know what y'all think. This is episode 20, Mad Mizzy Sports Morning Show. Happy Monday. Have a productive, fulfilling week. Like, comment, share, subscribe, listen. Mizzy World Entertainment. Gang.